Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to have gained the upper hand and some new allies in his policy skirmish with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio over how to fund pre-kindergarten, as the fight threatens to turn into an upstate-downstate split. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Mayor de Blasio has been seeking permission to raise income taxes on the wealthy in order to pay for pre-kindergarten in New York City, arguing that it would help ease income inequality. Governor Cuomo, in response, has said he does not want to raise taxes this year and instead proposed a plan to fund statewide pre-kindergarten using funds from the state budget in a five-year phase-in. De Blasio's campaign for the tax hike for universal pre-K had been gaining strength until a poll showed more New Yorkers favored Cuomo's approach. And the governor turned around de Blasio's income inequality argument, saying poorer cities upstate don't have enough wealthy residents to finance pre-K through taxing the rich.
A lot of cities don't have that kind of economic base. They don't have those number of millionaires.
Mayor de Blasio, in his budget address, made what could be considered a gaffe when defending his plan to reporters, when he seemed to say New York City children need pre-K more than upstate kids.
By the way, the children we would reach are amongst the poorest in the United States of America. Let's be clear. There are serious problems, for example, upstate, serious economic problems. But the kids in our system, who are amongst the poorest in the country, who deal with some of the greatest challenges in the country, including our large number of special ed kids and English language learners, and three-quarters of our kids not graduating college ready, we have vast needs here that must be addressed.
Cuomo, a day later, did not directly criticize de Blasio, saying he would need to know more about the context of the mayor's statements. But he questioned the premise that any of the state's children should be put before others.
Any policy that would seek to divide the state, I will oppose. Any policy that would seek to differentiate treatment for children, especially on such a vital service as pre-K, I would oppose.
Mayors from several upstate cities, including Niagara Falls and Middletown, also responded in a series of press releases, saying they were disheartened and disappointed by de Blasio's statements. Several Republicans in the state Senate, who already oppose giving New York City permission to raise the tax, said in a statement they are deeply offended with the assertion that the children in New York City are more deserving and more in need of early childhood education than the 4- and 5-year-olds in their communities. Senators John Flanagan of Long Island, John DeFrancisco of Syracuse, and Joe Roebuck of Rochester point out that Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo actually have higher poverty rates than New York City. But the Alliance for Quality Education, a school funding advocacy group, say the argument is a false one. AQE's Billy Easton says it's not an either-or situation, and that if New York City funds its own pre-K, that means there's more money for upstate and Long Island children using state funds for pre-kindergarten.
If New York City pays its own way on pre-K, then Middletown and Niagara Falls and Yonkers don't have to compete with those New York City kids for the state dollars. The solution here is to do the de Blasio plan and the statewide plan. That serves more kids all over the state instead of less kids, which is what the governor's plan would serve, is less kids.
The opposition to the income tax hike from Cuomo and Senate Republicans, who rule that house in a coalition government, will make it difficult for the New York City mayor to win permission to impose the tax increase. Late in the day, a spokesman for de Blasio offered a conciliatory statement, saying, "We've created the best pre-K program for our children in New York City, and we support every mayor's vision to do the same." In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.